This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin in Ukraine, where drinking water supplies are at risk in part of the country where the wall of a big dam has collapsed. Both sides are blaming each other as residents run for their lives.
Ukraine's accused Russian forces of blowing up a major dam and hydroelectric power station in a part of southern Ukraine that Russia controls, sending water gushing from the breached facility and threatening possible massive flooding and what officials call an ecological disaster. Ukrainian authorities have ordered hundreds of thousands of residents downriver to evacuate. Russian officials counter that the Kakhovka Dam was damaged by Ukrainian military strikes in the contested area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two flights in 4 days carrying migrants from the Texas border to Sacramento. Now California is investigating whether Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is behind this. The AP's Jennifer King.
The two groups never went through Florida, but California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Vertol Systems, which was paid by Florida to fly migrants to Martha's Vineyard last year, appears to be behind the flights. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state's Department of Justice is investigating the circumstances around who paid for the travel. He lashed out on Twitter, calling Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a small, pathetic man, and quoting a section of California criminal code as he suggested the flights might qualify as kidnapping. DeSantis, who is seeking the Republican nomination to run for president, has been a fierce critic of federal immigration policy and has made Florida's migrant relocation program one of his signature priorities.
Prince Harry testifying in a London courtroom this morning against a tabloid publisher he accuses of phone hacking. He says the press has been hostile to him since he was born. More than 600 million people around the world don't have electricity. That's according to a new report from five international organizations. Most of those people are in sub-Saharan Africa. This is AP News. The White House is rolling out a new website. The AP's Washington correspondent, Sagar Magani, has this story.
As President Biden looks to win another term, the White House is launching a website to show a skeptical public the positive impacts of its economic policies. The site called invest.gov maps and tracks roughly 32,000 infrastructure projects and hundreds of billions of dollars in private manufacturing investments. Users can look at a national map or scroll through projects by state. The White House says it wants people to see the president's agenda is working in their communities. He's trying to show how his policies are reshaping the economy. But adults have generally given him poor reviews on economic leadership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The bar from the TV series Cheers sold for $675,000 at auction over the weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.